The Gemara on Daf Chaf Vav Amid Beis has the Mishnah, which quotes a story of various Tanaim, whether they did or they did not eat in the Sukkah when they were given certain things to eat. So the Gemara asks a question that why did the Mishnah bring a Maisa Listor? Why did the Gemara first on Chaf Vav Amid Aleph quote that you could eat an Achilas Arai outside the Sukkah, and now on Chaf Vav Amid Beis we're told stories about people who ate Achilas Arai inside the Sukkah? So the Gemara answers that it wants to tell you that even though you're putter from eating in the Sukkah, imbala hachmer al atzmo machmer v'leisma v'shem yora, that if you want to be machmer on yourself, it is not an iser of yora. So meaning that there's no problem with eating inside the Sukkah, even if you're putter from eating in the Sukkah. And this is the basis for the Rambam's famous comment that if a person even wants to be machmir not to drink water outside of the Sukkah, that is an available chumrah, and that's not considered an unreasonable chumrah. On the other hand, the Rambam also says that if you're in the Sukkah in a situation where it's raining, so you are not yotze the mitzvah of achila b'sukkah, and you are nikra hedyo. You're not considered to be doing something good, rather you're considered to be doing something foolish. So on one hand, it's a little bit strange that you're eating an achilas arai, which you're putter from being in the sukkah. It's considered a positive thing to eat it inside the sukkah. On the other hand, you're sitting in the sukkah in the rain. It's considered a negative thing because you're wasting everybody's time. So the Mishnah Berurah in the Bi'ur HaHalacha offers in a suggestion, and he says that when it comes to eating in the rain, you're conflicting with a secondary mitzvah, which is the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. You're supposed to be enjoying yourself on Yantif, and now you're creating a situation where you're uncomfortable, even though you might be fulfilling the mitzvah of Sukkah on a lower level, because you're not chayiv, but you're still doing it. So here you're using it and you're conflicting it with Simchas Yantif, and you're ruining your Simchas Yantif at the expense of doing the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah, and therefore it's not considered a good thing. That's the simple answer that the Bi'ur HaHalacha gives. However, if you look in the Bi'ur HaGra in Shulchan Aruch, he talks about the idea that the Sukkah is being rained into, and he says it's Nisbatla Shem Sukkah. There is no Shem Sukkah on a Sukkah which is being rained into, meaning that if the rain is falling and the sukkah is not a viable base dira, so then it's not considered a valid sukkah, and you're sitting in the sukkah, you're essentially accomplishing nothing. You're not yotzei the mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah because the sukkah is not considered neither a diras keva nor a diras arai at this point, because nobody would ever live in a place where the ceiling is completely leaky and you're getting wet everywhere you go inside of it, and therefore there is no shame dira on the sukkah. This is a point that's elaborated on in the idea in the Mordechai, where he says that the sukkah has to be a viable place where you could do everything in the sukkah at one time, meaning you have to be able to eat there, you have to be able to sleep there, and if for some reason you're afraid, says the Mordechai, that you're too scared to sleep in there, then he holds you're not even allowed to eat in there either. This is the same concept of the sukkah being a makom dira, it's a base dira. So you have two issues of the sukkah, interestingly enough, based on this concept of teshvu kein taduru, meaning you're supposed to live in the sukkah the way you'd live in your house. So on one hand, there's teshvu kein taduru on the individual, the gavra, the person. He has to act in the sukkah the way he would act in his own home. So even though people would eat an achilas arai outside of their own home, but some people are homebodies. They like to be home, and the more they like to be home, the more they'll enjoy their meal, and therefore even a small amount of food, if a person chooses he wants to eat it inside the sukkah, he's accomplishing something. He's making the sukkah more of his home. However, that's teshvu kein taduru of the person. There's also teshvu kein taduru on the sukkah itself. If the sukkah is the type of place that no one would live in because it's raining, so then it doesn't have a shame sukkah, as the Bi'ur HaGra connotes. And therefore, and similarly, like the Mordechai said, if it's the type of place where nobody would sleep, then it's not called a base dira. There's no teshvu kein taduru. You're not accomplishing teshvu kein taduru on the sukkah. And therefore, you have to have both. You have to have teshvu kein taduru that the person lives in the sukkah the way he would live in his home. And you also have to have teshvu kein taduru that the sukkah is the type of place in which one would live, even on a temporary basis. So therefore, if it's raining inside the sukkah, there is no inyan whatsoever to be yotzei the mitzvah inside the sukkah. You're not actually accomplishing anything.